And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison. Yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to be joining you today. Friends, it's another great day to be a real estate investor. And today's theme of the show, I want you to remember this, maybe write it down, is fear creates reliance on authority. Belief creates reliance on self. And what I'm going to talk about today is divorcing the 401k and taking your financial freedom into your own hands. But before I get to that, I understand we've added many, many new stations and hence many, many new listeners across this great nation. Welcome. We are definitely covering larger and larger markets each and every year, and it's good that we're growing. You are listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison. I've been investing in cash flowing real estate since 2011, and I'm only one of the hosts on this show. You also have Andy Webb, who's right here in Dallas-Fort Worth as well, and Andy focuses on those single-family properties. He buys the distressed property, fixes them up really nice, and rents them out to great residents. And then we also have Colonel Al Gordon, who you'll hear, and Al joins us from San Antonio. But what do? In a nutshell, we buy cash flow. If you have $50,000, we convert that into $2,500 or more each and every year. And then after 3-4 years, when that investment runs full cycle, we get back our initial investment plus a little bonus on top of that. Oftentimes, we double our money. So let's say in the fourth year, we now have $100,000. Do we take that $100,000 and go out and live life on the town? No. We then take that $100,000 and invest it, and we go buy an additional $5,000 to $8,000 a year in cash flow. And we just continue cycling it like that on top, one on top of another, and growing and building. You see, we don't save our way to wealth. It doesn't work. We create wealth and cash flow, and we buy our life back one piece at a time. I changed my entire financial trajectory in only 3 short years using the Lifestyles Unlimited model that we teach here at Lifestyles Unlimited, how to effectively invest in real estate. And I want to share that financial freedom changes us. Sure, it changes us financially, but along the way, something magic happens. Our perspective changes, and financial freedom has opened my eyes to see life's challenges in a completely different light. There's a guy named Einstein, you probably heard of him, pretty smart guy, and I'm going to paraphrase something that he said. And he said, in order to solve a problem, you must see the problem in a completely different way than the manner in which the problem was created. Basically, you cannot solve problems the same way that you got into those problems. And financial freedom gives us that perspective to solve things, to solve life's challenges from a completely different angle. I'll give you an example. Take somebody that struggles to pay their bills. So what do they say? They say, well, I'm going to work harder. I'm going to work longer. I'm going to go get that promotion. I'm going to go back to school and get an upper level degree so I can get a raise, or I'm going to get a second job. None of that works. You see, your bills will never get smaller. They will only get more expensive. Things in the future will be more expensive than they are today. And if you're older, your health care is going to get much more expensive. So you see, you can't work your way to wealth. You must invest your way to wealth. And real estate just happens to be the absolute greatest vehicle to grow wealth, the greatest wealth building vehicle on the planet, the most resilient asset class on the planet. What I'm going to speak about, many will find controversial. Some will say that this is reckless, that this is foolhardy. Financial advisors are my worst enemy. They will call my actions desperate. And if you get on the internet, all the information will say that what I'm going to discuss today is the worst money move one can make. My friends, I disagree. It was the greatest money move financially I ever made in my entire life. But what am I talking about? I'm talking about divorcing your 401k, cashing out your 401k, your IRA, your retirement funds, and taking control of your financial freedom, getting it out of someone else's hands. Let's talk about retirement. What is retirement? Oxford Dictionary, I went to this, and Oxford says retirement is the action or fact of leaving one's job and ceasing to work. What is my definition of retirement? My definition of retirement is financial freedom. Notice that Oxford never mentions financial freedom. You want to know why? Because retirement comes for many, many people unexpectedly. That's how retirement actually works. Layoffs, right? You're in your late 50s. You're struggling to gain meaningful employment. Yes, age discrimination is real. Corporate mergers are real. I was a corporate guy for a long time. One time, a friend's company missed their budget numbers, their sales numbers by 3%. Very large, national, actually international-based company. They laid off thousands of people because they missed their sales plan by 3%. 3%, and thousands of people lost their jobs. Another way to retire, injury, illness. Yes, for many, many people, for most people, retirement's forced upon you. Notice Oxford just says retirement's the action or fact of leaving one's job and ceasing to work. It doesn't say whether it's voluntary or involuntary. Now, many people out there will tell you retirement's an age. They'll go, oh, retirement, that's 65 years old, 70 years old, 75 years old. Well, the fact is, one day you will become too old to work. I never mentioned that in my definition. My definition's simple. Retirement equals financial freedom. Retirement is a financial condition, period. When you have enough income through investments, pension, Social Security, whatever, to cover your financial needs each and every month, when you have enough income to cover that, you're retired. You don't have to work anymore if you don't want to. But I don't believe in pensions or Social Security. Are pensions even around? Not in the private sector. Now, all the government people show for a different day. They seem to have a lot of juicy pensions. I always wonder about that. Now, Social Security, what is that? $1,500, $2,000 a month? Is that financial freedom? Lord, that is not financial freedom, not with the cost of goods today. And again, there's no pensions out there. Don't rely on that. So how does one get to retire using my definition? How's mine work? Well, passive income, right? Passive income is the fuel to financial freedom, making money in your sleep, not actively working, trading time for money. No, passive income comes in each and every month. That's cash flow. And that's what I invest in, friends. I invest in cash flow. I buy streams of income, and I cleared out my IRA and my 401k. I completely changed gears, and I began purchasing streams of income. That is 180 degrees different than the conventional wisdom world conditions one to believe. They want you to save for retirement. They want you to hand total control of your future to Wall Street fund managers. No, thank you. I don't trust Wall Street. I don't have faith in Washington, D.C. My financial destiny is up to me and me only. Let's quickly go back to retirement being an age. I found a disturbing article the other day as I was doing research for this show. I've said many times on this show that 20% of people between 70 and 74 are still working. Why? Not because they want to, and I know you can point to that one person. I will tell you that the overwhelming majority must work, and that trend is going up, not down. This disturbing article draws light on that. There are many retirees that retired in the last 4 years, right? 2020, 2021, maybe 2019. And now they're having to come out of retirement and go back to work. They're not wanting to do that. They're having to do that because the cost of living for individuals just in the last 4 years has increased anywhere from $500 to $800 per month. And I'll tell you what, if the current regime retains power in November, those costs are only going to go up. So if you were 65 in 2020 and you had worked and saved, worked and saved, worked and saved for 40, 45, 50 years, and you get to 65 and you tell your spouse, hey, babe, we've worked and saved our entire life. We have enough money, but we can only spend $4,000 per month if we retire. What's happened in 4 years? Cost of living, rent, medical, groceries, insurance, utilities, entertainment, all of our expenses, home maintenance have gone up and up and up, $400 to $800 per person. And now their expenses are greater than that $4,000 box that they painted themselves into. And this article talks about it. Many, many retirees are having to come out of, quote unquote, retirement. They did what the conventional wisdom world told them to do, work and save, work and save, work and save, get old and broken, and then try to fit your retirement into a box. And it's not working. Listen to me now. Don't wait to find out the hard way 10 years from now, 20 years from now. Take life into your own hands. Take your financial future into your own hands. Friends, fear creates reliance on authority. Belief creates reliance on self. I have 7 reasons why I left the 401k and took financial future into my own hands. Number one, the 401k doesn't work, right? We're seeing that out there. It's a failed plan. How much do you need to retire? I don't know, but quote unquote financial advisors, and more on that later, they'll tell you, oh, you can take 4%. So let's say you get to that magic $1 million. Congratulations, you can live on $40,000 a year. And oh, by the way, it's pre-tax. And if you're taking Social Security on top of that, we're going to penalize you some more. So the adverse to that is every $1,000 in retirement you won in cash flow annually, you need to save $25,000. So what if you said, well, Mike, my expenses are going to be $100,000 a year to live in retirement? Well, good luck. You better save $2.5 million in these quote-unquote retirement accounts. How many people will accomplish that? Well, I looked it up. Federal Reserve Survey of Customer Finances, less than 1%. Why are people participating in this failed plan? That's my number one reason for leaving. My next 6 reasons on the backside.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Want to retire in 5 years or less? You can do it, just like Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa.
So we started passively. It was on vacation is when we realized we really need to take the plunge and be more active in this. Just because I'm an educator, I wanted to really know what I was doing. So it was just education on my part is really big. And I'm like, well, I could do that.
Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. If you'd like to see how we invest in cash flowing real estate, why we invest in cash flowing real estate, if you'd like to learn how all the advantages are in your favor, I invite you to attend our free workshop. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. It is interactive. It's not a video. You can engage and ask questions. Attend it with your spouse, your best friend, but come check us out and at least see what we do and how we do it. My next big reason for divorcing the 401k and IRA is the 401k has no cash flow. My 401k never said, Mike, it's been a tough month. Here's $2,500 cash tax-free. By the way, never said that to me. So never received a check for well over 2 decades, but I do with real estate. I was paying the 401k. The 401k was not paying me. In fact, some years we either scrimped or did not take a family vacation. Times were tough, right? I'm just like you, just a middle-class working person trying to do the best for my family. So we would sacrifice. Boy, were my priorities wrong. We would sacrifice that because times were tough. But guess what always got paid each and every year, each and every month that took a portion of my paycheck was my 401k. So in 2011, when I changed gears, I started buying single family properties. In 2015, right, I continued buying them, continued buying them, continued buying them. I was making about $50,000 a year in passive income in just a very short amount of time. And guess what else? I turned off the 401k. I'd cashed out part of it, but in the meantime, I'd turned it off. See, I was taking it out a piece at a time, a piece at a time. And when I turned it off, suddenly I had an extra 20% in my paycheck that I could use for family necessities. That was nice. Turning off your 401k and basically getting a raise? Sign me up. Third reason. I learned in real estate investing, I can earn 25% or more on my investment annually, right? That's an annualized return. In my 401k, a good year was 9%. What would you rather earn, 9% or 25%? And that's just an average. Many investments earn much more than 25% annually. But I know that reinforced my decision, right, to take financial freedom into my own hands, to not live in fear. I'll give you a recap. Here's four recent multifamily properties, the annualized returns that I'm in. Just four. I'm in much, much more than that. Here's one, three-year return, 165%. Here's a second one, three-year return, 75%. Here's another one. This is all in over 3 years, okay? Three-year return, 105%. Here's another one, three-year return, 67%. I have never owned a stock portfolio that even came close to those returns. Remember, I said 25% annualized, and we do make money five ways in single-family properties and six ways in multifamily properties. Guess what? My real estate earnings are taxed at single digits or zero. Not the case in your 401k. Now, realize you're not paying the taxes immediately, but the tax man will come calling. I knew there was going to be a tax requirement. And by the way, when you draw from your 401k, they're going to tax it at ordinary income rates. Nope, real estate earnings, single digit or zero tax. The government will tell you, hey, I know you think that's your money, but if you take your money now, I'm going to dock you a 10% penalty. So I sit down and pen to paper, and I took emotion out of my decision-making. 10%? 10%'s not a big deal. Are you going to wait until you're 59 and a half years old so you don't have to pay a 10% fee, and you're going to wait 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 25 years because you're afraid of a 10% fee when you can go make 25%+ annualized? I don't understand it. But again, it's fear in the equation. Imagine this. You're going to go shopping and you need to go get a new pair of shoes, right? And you know what shoes you want. You know the store you're going to. And when you get there, they tell you, hey, yeah, the price of those shoes went up 10% this morning. Are you going to walk out of the store and not get the shoes that you had your mindset, or the shirt that you wanted to buy, or whatever item it was? It's steak day at your house and you're going to cook steaks out on the grill that Saturday, and you get to the grocery store and you go, man, steaks are up 10%. We're not going to do steak day. No, your whole family's been looking forward the whole week to have you grill some steaks and sit out and watch some college football. You're going to buy the steaks. 10% is no big deal when you're purchasing as a consumer. Why is it such a big deal when that's your money and you need to go get it? Pay the 10% fee. I did. Yeah, it hurt. It hurt, but I made it up within 1 year. I was making 25%+ returns as a real estate investor. Get over the 10%, friends. Stop making decisions emotionally. My next reason, taxes, right? This is where the financial advisors come in and they go, oh, if you're going to pull money, you're going to have to pay tax on it. Okay, if I wait till I'm 65 or 70 and I pull money out of my retirement funds, am I going to pay taxes? Well, yes, of course you are. What's the difference, right? Pay the taxes now or pay them later. I paid it, pulled those chunks out, big pieces at a time to go buy real estate, and bam, 10% penalty, bam, tax penalty. Within a year, within 2 years, I was over it. And guess what? That's my money now. Mine. It's not in control of some central authority making decisions on my financial well-being at some flag date in the future. So yes, you can pay the taxes now or you can pay them later. I paid them now and I'm free and I sleep better because of it. My next big reason for divorcing the 401k and IRA, this is big, friends. I have control over my financial future. I'm not living in fear and giving it to some authority to manage my future. No. And number seven, maybe the best of all, it feels good to be a rebel and get out of your comfort zone, right? Get comfortable being uncomfortable. Now, let's have some fun. This is from a group chat that I'm part of, and there's several hundred, maybe several thousand real estate investors that are on this group chat, and it's just a wealth of information. You got a question on there, some expert, some subject management expert is going to respond to you and give you some insight and some best practices on your problem or your issue or whatever information you're trying to get. And by the way, how great would it be to join a real estate investment group and have access to that incredible knowledge and help from others? There's nothing else like Lifestyles Unlimited out there. So if you're not a member, I invite you to become a member. But there's a discussion on there, and it was shared from one of the members of the group chat. And what's going on here is you have a husband and wife, and they have a financial advisor. And they're sitting down with their financial advisor, and they've made the decision to pull money from that 401k and IRA and go invest in a tangible asset like real estate. Now, remember, the theme of today's show is fear creates reliance on authority. Belief creates reliance on self. And I'm going to share part of this conversation. It's both sides. It's the husband and wife. And then it's the responses from the financial advisor. And all the financial advisor's doing is trying to build fear, build fear, build fear. You need me. You're going to get penalized if you don't have me. Why are you investing in real estate? It's crazy. Well, he's so wrong. I'm proof, and thousands of other people are proof that real estate investing absolutely works. So here it is. My wife and I, relatively new passive investors, will be investing in another multifamily deal as passive investors. So last week, I reached out to our financial advisor at XYZ Investments, I'm not sharing the name, about whether I should use my rollover IRA or use money from a trust fund. And the husband and wife go on and say, if they remember correctly from Dell Walmsley from his seminar, and he's the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, he basically said the stock market's a gamble and that if you have IRAs, you should liquidate them and use the money to invest in real estate. Dell gave me that same advice in 2013, and it was a gut punch because my mindset hadn't changed. He basically looked at me and said, well, if you have an IRA, you'll cash it out if you're serious. So here's the advisor's response. This is from the financial advisor. This person says, if you fund it from your IRA, you should ensure that the firm can still hold it in an IRA format. That way it'd be considered a direct transfer as opposed to a distribution. If it's a direct transfer, then it's a non-taxable event. If it's a distribution, you will owe taxes. Building the fear. That's what this guy's doing. Building the fear. Immediately, this guy's trying to dissuade the individuals from pulling money out of the retirement fund. Or, if nothing else, convert it to a self-directed IRA or some form of IRA. Yeah, if it's self-directed, then he didn't mention that. I'm just thinking out loud. Don't do a self-directed IRA while I have your attention. But he wants it where he can manage the fund. And he goes on with that, and he uses more scare tactics. He mentions taxes. I covered that. You're going to owe the taxes no matter what. Get them out of the way now, right? Now, the financial advisor continues on. He says, if it's held in an IRA format, you'll want to understand how your future required minimum distributions will be completed. I guess this couple is reaching that age where the government makes you take money out of your retirement fund, right? Isn't that funny? First, they try to block you with a 10% penalty. And then they basically say, well, you've got so much in your account and it looks like you're getting rich. I'd hate for you to be getting rich. So you better start taking these required minimum distributions. So again, financial advisor, building the fear, trying to tell them, how will your required minimum distributions be completed? This is another reason, friend, why I tell people, get out of the IRAs, get out of the 401ks. Again, don't use a self-directed IRA. I did that. I'm proof. If you want to send me an email on why not, or maybe even research, there's several shows on it. You can find it on our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. At least you're investing in real estate, but it's really an ineffective way to invest in real estate. You don't control, really, you don't own the asset. The asset's owned within the self-directed IRA. You're not getting the cash flow. They are. Okay. So, he's telling them about how is this going to be taxed. He's concerning them about required minimum distributions. And I'm telling you, pay the tax now, guys. You can pay it now or you can pay it later. And later on, if you're taking big chunks out of there, it's just going to increase your tax bracket, especially if you're taking big chunks with Social Security. You don't get to keep all that. The government says you took this plus this, therefore I will tax you at this number. I don't like anyone telling me what to do. I don't like anyone telling me I have a penalty to get my money. And I don't like anybody telling me that I need to take a certain amount out of my account each and every year because, quote unquote, maybe I'm becoming too rich. Now, more from the financial advisor. He says, if you do fund it from your trust, you'll want to make sure your ownership will still be in the name of the trust. Okay, that's the one part I agree with, right? If you got a trust, keep it in the trust. You can still keep it in the trust and have control over your financial future. Financial advisor continues on. Lastly, it appears you are committing a significant amount of your wealth to an illiquid real estate investment. At this point, from a plan perspective, I'm not really understanding what the motivation for this type of investment is. There it is. The fund manager's wondering what the motivation is. Well, I'll tell you what the motivation is. The motivation is monthly cash flow. The motivation is growing your net worth at a clip 20, 25, 30% annually. The motivation is paying little to no taxes. But you know what the fund manager is really, really worried about when we boil this down? The fund manager is worried about losing his piece of the pie. Yes, he takes a cut of your investments, his fees and his commissions. And what he's really hearing is when you go to him and you say, I'm pulling money out of the IRA, the 401k, whatever, my retirement fund, and I'm going to control it and I'm going to go buy real estate. What this guy's really hearing is you're cutting my commission. That's what he's hearing. You see, the more these people manage, the more money they manage, the more they make. So what he's really understanding here is he's about to get a pay cut, right? Does this person have your best interest in mind? I don't know. He's upset about his pay cut. He's talking about, he says real estate is illiquid. He's wrong there. And he's not understanding what the motivation is. And he's trying to build some fear in them by saying you have a significant amount in a vacation home. Okay? Big deal. That's one investment. That's just one. Many people, and myself included, are invested in dozens of pieces of real estate. And a house, people go, well, it's illiquid. Sure. You can click on a stock on your fund and you can sell that stock right now. It's very easy. But if I want to sell my house, I price my house accordingly and I can get it sold within 30 days. I've sold many houses much quicker than 30 days, right? If the price is right, it's going to sell. People need houses. But so this guy has no idea and is trying to basically he's trying to use that fear, right? If they can use fear and instill fear, then you're going to succumb to authority, hence the fund manager, right? I'm afraid. So let me just give you all my money. So build that fear. He doesn't want to lose his commission, doesn't understand real estate. I'm going to tell you, real estate is the most resilient asset class on the planet. When done properly, it is the safest investment you can make. It's not a gamble, and it's 100% in your control. Why is it the safest? Because people have three choices. They can buy a place to live, they can rent a place to live, or they can be homeless. Everyone needs a place to lay their head at night. Those are the three decisions. Real estate will always be a valuable asset, and we teach you how to properly invest in real estate. And along the way, we want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.